Okay, this is March 18th, 2017, and this is the KPFA LSB meeting, and we are now in session. And Madam Secretary, if you would please call the roll.
Hello? Okay, Adams, Sharon? Ahmad Anderson, absent, excused, William Campisi, excused, Chris Corey, excused, Brian Crowell, Brian, present, Lisa Detner, excused, Fest, Anthony, Futron, Sasha, Gottsman, Yuri, Huggins, Christina, Jacob, Sabrina, is she on?
Not yet, but she's coming, but she's not here.
Coburn, Janet,
she's also excused,
so. Okay.
Present.
David Lynch, excused. Tim Lynch, excused. Scott Olson,
excused.
Louis Sawyer, absent. T.M. Scruggs, excused. Aki Tanaka, Carol Travis,
here.
Andrea Turner, excused. Tom Voorhees, Rich Withers, absent. Carol Wolfley, present. Richard Walensky,
more or less.
Quincy McCoy, Marilla Arguelles, present. Very good. Thank you. We have a quorum.
Okay.
I have a point of information. So, it's my understanding that excused absences are determined by the whole board. And
yes,
that has... Yeah, thank you.
Are you making...
No.
No. Can I have a motion
to accept the excuse of the people who called in?
Sasha, is that a second?
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstain? One abstention. Okay. You've got a. You need to. There are 13 of us here, so 12 yeses and one abstention. Okay. The minutes. Oh, the agenda. Do I have an where's the agenda? On the back page of the minutes is the agenda. Okay. You see the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? It's approved unanimously. The minutes. Have people had a chance to read the minutes? The minutes were sent out. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there any discussion on the minutes? Janet Coburn.
Yeah, so I was not here at the last meeting, but I see under item 11, the committees, PNB committees, that for the programming committee and the affiliate task force, Sabrina Jacobs is listed as a director candidate. So the directors are not... are elected by the PNB, not by the LSB. So I don't understand why she's listed on the committees. I mean, when it comes to the coordinating committee, she is the current secretary, but that's not an elected position, so.
So you would like the minutes corrected? You would like her name removed from
yes.
here? Okay. And that's a correction. Is there any objection to this correction? Restating it is that under the strategic plan, the affiliate PNB group that Sabrina Jacobs is listed.
And programming.
And the programming group that Sabrina Jacobs is listed as a PNB director candidate. And it is not appropriate for her to be a candidate in this body, and so her name will be removed from these minutes. Okay, any objection to that? Okay, so any other corrections or additions to the minutes? Seeing none. All in favor of accepting the minutes as corrected, please signify by saying aye. Are there any noes? Any abstentions?
Janet abstains.
Janet abstains. Janet wasn't here, so yeah. Okay. Next, the minutes are accepted. Does anybody have any announcements to make? Seeing none, fine. There's no public. Use the mic. One announcement.
I just wanted to announce that they are still accepting in applications for internships to the news department and also the apprenticeship program. If you know any people, we are particularly interested in diversity and geographical areas. Like the news department is really wanting people from San Jose who are have reporting skills. Thank you.
Okay, seeing no other announcements, we turn to the general manager's report.
No, let me start, then you can pass on. Nobody pays attention otherwise. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Okay, I'm going to start with a fun drive summary. So I'm on. I guess he can't hear me, though.
Can you hear him all right?
I'm not coming out of the speaker. Test.
Yeah, but you can hear him.
Well, I can hear him coming out of the
speaker. Okay. All
right. Okay. Okay, I would like to begin with a thank you to David Gans and Tim Lynch and their crew of volunteers, whose annual Grateful Dead Marathon last Saturday really helped us reach our goal for the Winter Fun Drive. It was a magnificent effort by them. As the chart below indicates, when you get the GM report, you'll be able to see that our goal was $610,000, and we reached on paper $633,000 that were pledged. As of yesterday, our fulfillment rate is at 61%. Some good data is 27% of our donations came from new members, and 30% of the money raised was on our website, even though we're still trying to push that up much higher, to 50 and over. We're working on it. More on the website in a minute. The call service took in 66% of the calls, and another encouraging note is that 19% of the support came from lapsed listeners. Lapsed, people who have gone away and have come back. So it's a good thing. A fun drive disruptions. During the drive, we experienced telephone outages and service problems. KPFA's telephone provider, ViaNet, experienced DDoS, which is distributed denial of service attacks, that caused outages at their network and thus to ours, to our phones. So this caused a few hour-long outages, which was outside of our control. Inside, our aging PBX, which is the private branch exchange, it's like the little phone computer at our place, was having some technical problems and had to be rebooted several times. In addition, some wiring needed replacing. This caused us several short outages. We are taking active steps to mitigate these issues by upgrading the network wiring inside the building, and the phone server hardware. VNet's contract expires in October, and we're already studying other better alternatives for us. We're going to get rid of that phone service. Audit contribution. KPFA did not participate in Pacifica Station's one-day fundraiser because it conflicted with our own fund drive. Yet, as promised, we contributed $25,000 from our fund drive for this purpose to pay off the audits. Volunteers. I'm delighted to hear that folks are interested in trying to improve our volunteer outreach. It's not as easy as one might think. Even with the on-air promos, letters, and email blast, our volunteer list, the turnout over the last few years has been pathetic at best. In my first few days as general manager, there was a controversy over the new phone spillover service instituted by the late, great Richard Perotsky. I quickly learned that without this safety net, the spillover service, our anemic volunteer turnout could never handle the call volume we produce at times. The lost donations would certainly keep us from making our goals. Yet, the drumbeat to bring back volunteers was strong and is still strong. When it comes to volunteers and community, there are many people who want KPFA to be what it once was, or to be the ideal place that they want it to be. Yet, my staff and I have to deal with the realities of what is. So the answer was a hybrid operation. Recruit more volunteers. Give them headsets and laptops and a simple donor software to increase their speed. Then the spillover operation would have to do less. It was a disaster. Our volunteers could not use the laptops. We had to go back to paper. There were many mistakes which cost us money. Fortunately, the spillover service carried the load. There are many complications with having a volunteer room. It's more expensive than you imagine. And that would be fine if it paid for itself. We don't have a staff person or can afford one right now to work on gathering volunteers. We're not KQED or nonprofits that work with, in partnership with large organizations who encourage employee outreach like Wells Fargo or PG&E to answer phones during pledge drives. Imagine the storm that would cause. When it comes to volunteering management, and hopefully you will brainstorm with us to find ways that we can find ways to make volunteering useful enterprise again in KPFA's future. Website update. In our ongoing effort to increase online fundraising, we will be launching shortly a new page architecture for the support section. We will refine user experience and visual design of support options and our donation forms. Plus, integrate a new backend CRM database to help streamline and speed up our website's donation process. Currently, our donation, membership, and premiums rely heavily on personnel to manually import and export files from outdated software. There is no logistical continuity between payment processors, MEMSIS, the website, the donation room, the call center, or membership management, which causes errors, miscalculations, and more importantly, missed opportunities. This is not the fault of staff or volunteers, but of a system that has failed. We have come up with a solution that we can decrease errors and ease the workflow. It's called CIVI CRM. CIVI CRM is a powerful web-based contact relationship management system. It allows KPFA to record and manage information about members and organizations we interact with. It provides continuity in automating and integrating systems. CVCRM provides a single workflow for our contributions, premiums, events, postal and emailings, memberships, reports, and volunteers. It provides up to the second reports by directly linking our donations to our bank account. We feel this integration will pair well with the new donation page. Attached, you will see a couple of PDFs of what the new page will look like and how it looks now in development phase. We hope to launch with a few other visual elements to our home page and the Area 941 page by the end of the month. I got a few extra items I wanted to mention. We are still in union negotiations. They are continuing. We are trying to get the union to begin contributing to our benefits package, especially now with the impending rise in premiums coming shortly. thanks to Donald Trump. It will be a staff meeting on Tuesday, April 2nd, KPFA's birthday celebration, a one-day drive on Friday, April 14th. There will be May Day programming. There will be Cinco de Mayo special programming. And our next fun drive will be for the spring. We'll start on May 18th. Thank you.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Sasha, Janet, who's going to be doing timing? What are we doing? 2 minutes? Is that right? 2 minutes. Okay. Why don't we take both Sasha and Janet, and then you can answer them both.
Hi, Quincy. So I'm a little bit confused about some things. You know, I've been a member for a long time and started on the board 10 years ago. Is there a member's email database? Do members get sent emails? Because I've never received one.
You have to sign up for it. If you have never signed up for it, I instituted it when I took over like 3 years ago. So there's a box people have to check because you just can't email everyone.
Where do I?
It's like if you were to renew, if you were to come back in and buy a premium or something. Because you're already a member. But we don't send anything out to people who are already a members asking them, do you want to get emails from us? Now, if you want to get emails from us on the website, you can go on there and you can check a box that says, yes, please send me a newsletter and things like that. So that's right on the front page
homepage. For new members. Okay.
That's for anybody that wants to go and click that box.
I point that out because, and I've also been a phone room volunteer. I mean, it's been like a year, year and a half. But I don't remember any laptops.
It's right there on the car. Oh, no. It only happened once.
Okay.
We did it, so you missed it.
Well, I would like, to throw this in the mix. I mean, I'm on the board, and I don't know how to get an email from the station, as a member. So maybe there has to be some way of putting that information
out. Do you get a letter at the end of the year saying, donate or you send us money?
I do, but who reads the tax letter thoroughly? I put it in a pile to do my taxes. I guess what I'm saying is, here I am on the board, been very involved for 10 years, and I don't know how to get on the email list.
Well,
if you
would read that letter that you get at the end of the year, there's a line in there about clicking. All you'd have to do is check it when you send it back to us with your donation. And when you send your donation back. I could put you all on the blast.
But I'm saying that it's more than just – the point I'm trying to make is as a board member, I'm not on the email list, and I don't know how to get onto the email list. Imagine the average person if I don't know how to do it. That's the only point I'm trying to make is that it seems to me it has to be a little bit more obvious.
Okay.
Making an assumption that when I get my tax statement, I'm also going to make a contribution is not a safe one to make because that's the least likely time for me because I'm paying taxes. Okay.
Fine, we'll do that.
The next time you go to the website,
right on the front page. It's on the front page now.
And then also if somebody's been a volunteer.
It's on the front page now. Yeah, it's right on the website.
Okay, if somebody's been a volunteer, how do they get on the volunteers email list? And I just say this because if you're having trouble getting people to volunteer, it seems to me we need to up the ante with getting people on lists.
I just gave the volunteer list to our new subs people, so they're scrubbing it. However, the problem is that they... Okay, well, she said both, so old volunteers. So the problem is that we don't have names associated with email addresses. So if somebody has some funky email address, you can't associate it with Joe Smith.
There's a place on the menu for volunteers. I mean, when you go on the menu on the website, and it says, you want to volunteer, you click it, and it tells you how to volunteer. It's there on the website. Like I said before in the report, we don't have a person, handling volunteers. corralling people.
Okay, Janet.
All right, let Janet speak. I have one quickie idea.
You've got to talk into the microphone if you've got another quickie idea.
Okay, so there are all kinds of groups going on now in Berkeley, thanks to the Donald. And, for instance, Indivisible Berkeley has an email list of over 1,500 people. As I understand, they have a weekly meeting, 250 people show up, and that's just one group. It's only one Indivisible group in Berkeley, let alone all the other groups that are going on. And perhaps, you know, finding a way to get somebody to speak at these various group meetings briefly and remind people of KPFA and how necessary it is for the movement.
It would be great if you oversaw that, dear. Okay. Janet.
Okay, so first let me just suggest for the email list that maybe there be on-air announcements about?
We do that.
Oh, okay.
We run promos, we run on-air announcements.
About how to get on the email list?
Okay. How to become a volunteer. That way we get your email address once you, if someone responds to it.
What I meant was, you know, if it could be announced that if you want to be on the email list for KPFA, go to the website and et cetera. You know, so my question is, so Quincy, you talked about the union negotiations and the health care
benefits
issue,
package.
Right. And I thought I heard you say that you were trying to get the union to contribute. And my question is, did you mean the union itself, or did you mean staff members who are union members?
I think it's a little bit of both. Staff members that are union members that are in a union, trying to get them to actually pay into the benefits package, which they've never done before. It's a big deal, but the prices are going high, and we really need help with that.
And the union itself would also contribute?
No. Okay.
Union members.
Each member in the union, everybody's different. Some people have dependents. Some people don't have dependents. So all the rates and stuff will be different.
Okay. Carol, here you go.
Thanks. Kevin, can you tell me what I think people...
We all look alike.
What did I say, Kevin? Anyway, Quincy, please... can you tell me what is Kevin's job title? Because I think there's been a lot of confusion about, you know, people thought that Kevin was the...
Wait a second. Yeah, you're going into personnel things that are not part of a session.
Okay, sorry.
Session.
Okay.
Just stop that. If you want to have a conversation with Quincy about that, or you think that's an appropriate conversation for an executive session, that has
yeah.
to wait for...
Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
You have something else.
I do have something else. I think the issue about coordination of volunteers is crucial. And
that's why I spoke on it so
yeah,
long.
And I really appreciate that. And I think that we're going to have to find volunteers to coordinate volunteers.
Absolutely, that's
for
what
right
I'm
now.
Hinting toward.
And how do we do that? And one of the things that we're trying to do is develop more literature so that we can recruit volunteers and so that we can have volunteers. And so I just wanted to thank you for that. And I also wanted to say that I think it's really exciting what's happening with KPFB is that they are, you know, developing their own Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, you know, collective to be getting the word out through about KPFB. So that can also, having a really active social media group, I think I really appreciate what people are doing about that.
And back to the volunteers, though, one more thing I'd like to say about it, and I think I mentioned this to you in a personal email when you wrote me. Kevin and Laura are two people that people should consult with about that, because Kevin is where the interns would be, where the volunteers will be interacting with. And he can give you really good ideas as to what kind of work really needs to be done down there. I mean, people always think that it's just coming in and answering the phones, but the bigger stuff really happens after the fund drive is over. That's when we really need a lot of help with the mailings and things like that. It could save us a lot of money and save us some time. So that's why conversations have to be held with the people who actually interact with volunteers. And that is, you know, Kevin Cartwright's department. So, okay.
Anything else? Going once, Anthony, here you go. Oh, good.
Yeah, thank you, Quincy. A few questions. CVCRM, that's a...
CIVI.
Okay. It's a software package?
It's a software package.
So it's coming from a vendor? Okay. And as to the answering service, are we still on the same one that we've been on for a couple of drives?
And if you're finished, you've got to
go like this.
Right.
So that
okay.
he...
Okay, and last, oh no, one small thing. Veronica Cart is out of date because her show doesn't start till 8 o'clock now on Sunday. I'm hearing that card a lot, but it's an old card and it doesn't agree with her current time. The last thing is I've heard from a couple of people, listeners, who've tried to contact you multiple times and never get responses. So I'm wondering, so... They are saying, how do we reach Quincy? Email? What's the best? Oh, okay. Well, that's what they said. Questions.
Quincy needs a mic. He does
that. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they may be sending it. My GM thing was, what do you call it, hacked. And so they had to, how long ago now? It's been... Yeah, they really hacked it really bad, and there was a spam thing going around to people asking them for thousands of dollars. And a couple of people almost sent it. Thank God they called me. Yeah, people were calling me going, Q, what's the matter? You know, that kind of stuff. And So Yoshida took it down, and we had it down for quite a while. So if they were emailing the GM thing, they're not getting me. So that's what's going on. We put it back up last week, and it started all over again.
The hacking.
So that's what's so your friends are probably getting tied up in that mix. So tell them to call me instead.
I hope you're not answering every call that anybody gives you.
Well, you know, I mean,
you've got a job to do.
Yeah, I know.
Brother. Okay. Is there any other questions or remarks or seeing none? We're moving on. Thank you very much, Quincy. Okay, treasurer's report. And as people know, Chris Corey, who is our new treasurer, is excused today. And Marie is going to give us a treasurer's report. Take it away.
Okay, so I am just going to look at year to date to make it a little bit easier. So revenue... So line 17, column BF, it's actually the yellow column, our revenues at $1.242 million, and we budgeted $1.174, so we are over by 5.7%. When we budget for revenue, it's very difficult because I can estimate what month it's going to be coming in. However, that it's just an estimate, and whenever people pay, they pay. Because we do revenue on what we call a cash basis. When the money comes in, that's when I book it. Line 28, yellow column, operating expenses are a little bit higher year to date. Again, it's a timing issue. It's only 3.4% off. That just so everybody knows, central services, we are completely paid up. There are stations that have not paid up, but we are completely 100% paid up. And then when you go all the way down to line 45, although we are at a loss of $106,688, I anticipated a loss of $131,821. So even though we're at a loss, it's better than I expected it to be. So that's the summary of it all. The next pages down are the details. So I don't know that anybody wants me to go line by line. That's kind of very, you know. So if there are any questions, I can go with that.
Sharon.
I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I really like the new format.
Oh, okay.
Really good. Much easier to understand. Okay. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there money budgeted for some of the upgrades that we need for our decaying station, like the rewiring and the, you know, the things that Quincy was talking about, the programming, and then we have our swamp, as I understand it, when it rains?
Well, there's okay, so when it comes to the wiring, no, because I ask our engineering department to give me what our needs are, but I think our needs kind of happened as we found out there was a need, right? So we were, I guess we thought everything was going to be fine, and it wasn't. We have a new website server company that is absolutely amazing. They are very much in tune with KPFA's mission. Thank you. And I think we're just, it's just a bargain what we're getting with.
New Day is the server guys, and the website guys are the front group, they're called. They're old Occupy guys. And I've worked with them for years now, actually, because when I first met the front group guys, they were doing design at salon.com for me. And then they were leaving to go start their own website building company and stuff. And I said, well, maybe one day we'll work together. And then so they ended up working with me at MoCA and the Children's Museum, and we built that website together. And then when I came to KPFA, I called them, and they were really delighted. The thing about these guys is that they really understand nonprofits. They understand that sometimes we have money and sometimes we don't, and they're willing to ride with us because they're really part of our mission. I mean, these are guys that are out there protesting all the time at Oakland and stuff, and they're right up our alley. So they've been terrific, and so they'll wait for their money. and stuff like that, because they understand, you know, what we're all about. And they give us a nice nonprofit rate as opposed to other customers of theirs. And I've turned them on to some other people who have hired them to, Youth Radio used them to build their website and stuff like that. So it's a great relationship. Yeah, it was a great relationship.
Go ahead. When it comes to the swamp, big thanks to Carol Wolfley and Tom and Carol's friend Curry. We have a gentleman who's a volunteer programmer who hangs out at the station a lot, and he's always like bailing water out. And then Javier, who does some maintenance for us. The real good news about this is that Javier's stubbornness, he opened up a wall on the east wall, and as it turns out, all of that flooding comes down to this tiny little hole on the east wall. Yeah, and 25 years later, we figured out that possibly all we have to do is just fill that darn hole. Now, it's not to say, no, it's not just everything, Tom, but there is... Oh, yeah, there's the patio upstairs, my beautiful planters that I love so much. I had Javier take down one of the slats on the bottom. They are filled with dirt and water, and they're all rotted out, so which means that they're probably rotting through the patio, which is probably bringing water into the thing. Anyway, of course, there's water in the streams underneath. However, it seems, we'll see. There's 4 days of rain coming. So, you know, we might have some good news there.
All right. Any other discussion of the treasurer's report?
Well, the treasurer's report. Okay. I've got, Sasha has been called on already, so I'll have Tom, Sharon, Sasha. Tom.
Yeah, I'm in the process of gathering information from a number of sources, the building itself.
Are you talking about the building now or the treasures?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. For
go ahead.
To deal with the water intrusion problem, I'm gathering the information to prepare request for proposal to take care of all of that, right? I'm in the preliminary part of that process. It's going to take quite a bit more work to put something comprehensive together that will do the job for us.
Sharon.
I have a question. I think it's on, so maybe just not coming through. Just looking at line 99 and line 100, because I think the budget looks pretty good. I mean, you know, I understand how it goes up and down with the, you know, the fund drives and stuff. But I was just curious as to why on line 99, which is news service stringers, it's so much higher than budget. That's my first question. And then my second question is on line 100, programming. I'm just curious what those are.
I think possibly, no, wait. Well, let's see. The January, February was our sending Mitch to Washington, D.C. The $5,500 is probably the NFCB. I will say that, yes, it is much higher than budget.
The what?
NFCB? Oh, sorry. I don't know what it stands for. I'll get back to you on 99. I can look it up here shortly.
Sasha.
Oh, I just wanted to throw in that when you've got a water leak, and you open things up, sometimes you have the shock that support beams are rotting, and it gets to be more expensive.
Carol.
Oh, one of the things that we've been trying to do is to go carefully and slowly so we don't spend thousands of dollars for diagnostics and work from some of the...
We've been trying to go slowly and carefully and use donated skilled labor to try and work on the drainage problem so that we don't incur a lot of debt by diagnostics. And I think that we've identified a number of problems that can be worked with in specific ways to take our time with it. And I'm seeing that you guys are like $106,000 under, so I think we're trying to be careful, but at the same time slowly work into getting that resolved, and I think we've made a lot of progress with our system of the vacuuming and the sandbags and those things, and so thank you. And I also had one other comment is, it would be great, Maria, at some point if we can see a breakdown of, you know, how the different... the breakdown of the fund drive, you know, I know Quincy gave some generals with that, but specifics at different times on that.
Yeah, but I just wanted to jump on and say with Tom, too, with the proposal, that's all good stuff for us because the audience, our audience really responds to specific things like this. Like when the antenna went down last September and we went on and we said, look, we don't have the $30,000 to fix this antenna and stuff. Help us out. Boom, they responded. So I think we can go on and make it part of this, you know, the spring drive and say, you know, the money for this is going to be going directly to help fix this part of the building and that stuff. And they always respond very well to that.
I would like to say that you might do some restricted funds in that regard also. And just as to recognize formally and officially and through the network how grateful all of us are for those of you who are going over there and doing that work and doing the, you know, it's just fantastic and it's just really wonderful and makes a huge difference. And thank you very, very, very much. You were going to respond.
To respond first to Sharon, the jump in October is I've been having issues with It's called WAMU, Washington American University something. Anyway, it's where Carol Casey does her show out of. And I guess they really don't need the money because they bill us like months in groups, in a, you know, like in a chunk. So that's why that's over budget. But I think maybe we're trying to get her over to PFW or possibly even buying her equipment that she could do it out of her own home, which would actually save money because, you know. Anyway, and then, Carol, Quincy's report shows a breakdown of the fund drive. Yeah, the front page and second page.
It's right there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've got them. Anyway, so right there you can see our goal. The bottom line is our goal is 610. And let's see. Wait. Yes, some of them don't have color, though, because thank you. So our goal was 610. And we came in pledges of 633,822. Now, mind you, this is as of it was as of the Thursday. Thursday. It was as of Thursday, which was March 16th. And we still have premiums up on the website, so our pledges and payments will actually go up. And then, as Quincy said, you know, he actually said some numbers in his report. But you could see the whole breakdown of how it comes in: credit cards, non-credit cards, which is of course to be billed. Who requests premiums? Who doesn't request premiums? And so on.
Richard.
This goes back to something Quincy, you and I were talking about the other day in terms of fulfillment of any subscription where people pay off every month. Now, insofar as we discussed it, people get premiums after they pay 1 month or something. So you could be premium for $120, pay $10, get a $50 premium and never pay again. Is this correct?
Okay, except that, so accusatory.
does anybody do that?
Yes, there are people who do that. And the thing is that we keep our premium cost at way less than 10% of the premium. So if anybody does that, we're not particularly losing money.
But we're also not making money.
No, we're not making money.
Now, I recall going back to the 80s and 90s, people not, huh? Yeah, well, you know, it's,
we would not send
premiums out until people paid enough to get their premiums. Right. And why is this changed?
Well, I can't speak to what happened in the 80s and 90s, but right now we have one person as our Chris Delick is our one person in the database manager. Our system is very antiquated and very manual. The CVCRM hopefully will be able to automate a lot of things. You know, just from what I've seen and heard, everybody is oohing and aahing. So we probably can do that. Right now, it's all literally manually. We have to run a report and find things out.
I'll make a guess. What you're doing is then you'll have to have every premium has to have a date and how much the person is having the money at what rate. So what you're doing is setting up a complicated administrative task rather than getting this the premium. And if it doesn't cost that much, it's anyway, everybody gets it. They'll talk about it. Yeah. Talk about it. Okay. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to bring it up.
We'll take care of this.
Okay, yeah. Next. Okay.
But I do want to point. No. I was going to point out on page 2 of Quincy's report, it shows the lump sum pledges and how much has been paid so far. So pledges that people said, I'm going to pay you all at one time and not over time, was $515,607. So far we have received 386. So we've received 75% of lump sum pledges. The other thing I do want to point out, and I forgot to point, he reminded me, is that the electronic fund transfers, which I put there, have not yet started for the winter fund drive. You see zero being, for the EFTs, for the installment plans of the state, because it happens on the 20th of the month, which is Monday. So we didn't have that data at this time.
Anthony.
Well, I was going to say there's also the time lag before the premiums actually go out. That famous phrase, 6 to 8 weeks for your premium.
Yeah.
But then again, if there's also a time lag before the EFTs start, I guess that kind of cancels out part of it.
Anyway, okay. Treasurer's report? Pass Carol a mic.
I guess also I was curious, if you have a sense I know now you're doing more of the downloads for premiums, and I wondered how the downloads are working, and if you have a sense, are the music shows bringing in more money, or the public affairs, or the news, which programs are bringing in money, and how that's working?
That's interesting you brought that up. That's a good question, because one of the things that we feel with the Trump bump, a lot of stations are talking about it in the chain. They're doing very well. They're making more money than they've ever made before. For us, we're basically about the same. But the music shows in particular have been doing very well. The weekends have broken a couple of records. Records from at least when I've been here for 3 years. And the weekends themselves have done very, very well. But we've also noticed in our research is that the money is sort of evening out throughout the entire day. We never had that before. It was always heavy in the morning, and then, the morning hours, then things slowed down, 11 o'clock, blah, 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 picked back up around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and through the drive time, but that kind of a thing. And no, we're kind of like steady all the way through, It's not a lot of money, but it's very consistent. Sometimes it's $2,500, $3,000 an hour, $2,500, that kind of thing. And so we're real happy with that we're getting more of a balanced thing going on. But of course, there's still preemptions, and with the preemptions, we go back to the hard hitters, and we bring them back around against us. So it's good for us. So it makes it easier for us to play the game a little bit about moving things around in the calendar during the drive. But it's beautiful that the music shows are doing better. It's a little bit more well coordinated. Laura's done a great job of readjusting all of that stuff. And the premiums are more in line. We know what works and what doesn't work now on music shows. So that's all helping us in the long run. So real happy with that.
Okay. Tom and then Janet. Go ahead.
Yeah, Quincy, do we have a breakdown per show in relation to fundraising?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
There's two places, Tom. One is we have what's called the daybook, which all of the programmers have access to, and it shows every day, every hour, every show, and premium, and how much money came in for each one of that hour. So the programmers can look themselves to see how well they've done, what premium worked for them, and so on. And then what worked for somebody else. And then I did get, along with the data that Quincy put in his report, I did get the actual pledges per show in total. However, we've not had the habit of publishing that.
Okay. Well,
you could bring it.
Oh yeah, we could
for here.
Yeah,
just for our information.
Could I get a copy of it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Janet.
Okay, this is kind of related. There is is it weekly emergency testing, and I hear it usually at about 5 to 11 during Letters in Politics, and it's like always in the middle of, I want to hear that, the response. And so is that set? No control over that. And can Can Mitch maybe stop for a period of time?
He doesn't know when it's going to happen. We really don't know. It's right. Just they just pop up in when they all want right. to. Yeah. Mitch hates it. You trust me.
Tom. And then Sasha.
My understanding is the locally initiated emergency.
Okay, wait a minute. We're really on the treasurer's report, and I think we've got two more things, and I think they may or may not be on the treasurer's report. But I just want to remind people of that. Go ahead and finish, Tom, and then Sasha, and then let's concentrate on the treasurer's report and either put it to bed or not or whatever. But go ahead, Tom.
All I was going to say is that we do have control of the timing in some instances of the locally initiated emergency tests.
Yeah, we schedule them later.
Okay.
We have to do so many.
Okay. Sasha.
I'm very interested in whatever information there would be about the, you know, which programs and programmers and so forth, you know, bring in the most money. But I kind of don't think it should be emailed out to us, because doesn't that sort of touch on person? I mean, I can see this being...
It does not touch on personnel issues, as far as, especially being that we have a lot of volunteer programs. It's just sometimes a sensitive subject for some programmers.
It can go to you can give it to me, and I'll put it on the closed LSB list.
Right. With that,
or you can bring it here in hard copy.
Not to be distributed to people's email lists.
Bring it here in hard copy to the next.
That's one
meeting.
Of the things I wanted to say. Is okay. I don't think it should be distributed. Okay. You know, worldwide.
Okay.
I had a question. So are things broken down? I mean, at times there are what I think maybe you're calling the heavy hitters, people who do or have had in the past regular Monday through Friday programs are brought on at different times of the day outside of their current slots. So is it broken down how that works in terms of what brings in money? I'm assuming that they bring in more money, which is why they're doing extra hours, you know, and different time slots. And so I'd be interested in, you know, kind of some breakdown of that. And then the other thing is, so when programs, events that have been recorded and so forth are, or maybe it's their CDs or whatever that are being sold, I think there's a little less of that these days, but are repeated, you know, so that you turn on KPFA and you find yourself listening to the same thing for the third or the fourth time in a week. Is that because some programmer looks at the day book and says, oh, that really worked, and so they put it on their program or what? I mean, what's the thinking behind that? Because to me that's a real turnoff, actually, and quite literally.
I know, you know,
or a station changer, because who wants to listen to the same recording three times, especially if you went to the event and heard it once?
Well, you'd be surprised. You know, there's a lot of other people that listen besides you. And who haven't been to the event? No, I understand when because I sit there and listen to it myself, you know, and I've been at the Chris Hedges thing, and now here it is again. But we try to separate it as best as we can. But sometimes when you get a hot item like Chris Hedges, this thing did for us in the last 4 days of that drive, it's like I'm not stopping anybody from playing it. But we separated it by 3 hours, 4 hours if we can. Sometimes we use things like that to jumpstart a drive. Drives are, you know, they're interesting. They're like roller coaster rides. And sometimes you got to kind of give it a kick. So we'll go back in the closet and grab Brian Edwards Tekert out of the closet in a show that he did, you know, a year ago and put it up there. And he'll raise $7,000. And so that just fires things up and it makes it easier for the next show. So sometimes we have to play it like that. We know, okay, we're going down. We're dragging a little bit. So it's a good time to throw in one of the things that we know fires people up. Sometimes it's just a speech by Bobby Seale or something, you know.
But,
yeah, yeah.
Also, the other thing, too, is that the job of the people finding the premiums is just, I mean, it's like homework 24 hours a day. And if there's something not interesting out there, she doesn't put it on, you know. So,
is this on the treasurer's report? Okay, go ahead.
Right, and so when things are replayed, sometimes the host, like if it was originally run in the morning, then it's replayed in the afternoon, you hear, oh, earlier, at 11 o'clock this morning, the timing is off. And so I don't know whether people, I mean, I notice it. I don't know whether listeners notice, wait a minute, what's this? You know, it's, and there's nothing that says this is a rerun or a rebroadcast.
Yeah, sometimes, yes, sometimes we do that.
Right,
we
but
have
it would
a line
be good if,
to,
yeah.
Sometimes the board ops don't read it.
Right, oh, I see,
and
right.
Things like that happen. But right. The audience, I got to tell you the truth, I have not one email from anybody saying stop, repeat, anything.
No, I it's just the timing, and even sometimes it's from last
year. Listeners understand that we're in a fund drive. They get it. And otherwise people would be banging on the door if this was regular programming and you just kept repeating.
But sometimes the information is from like a year or two ago, and
yeah,
it sounds like it's supposedly today.
But it's new to other people. It just works.
Okay. I think there is no more conversations about the treasurer's report. Is that correct? Thank you both. And now we are moving on to a discussion of the PNB. And I guess we have Aki here from the PNB who can give us a report. Aki, is there anything that you're going to report that has to be in an executive session or not? Yep. She's not on. Is this an executive session discussion or not?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, so let's just go forward.
On the PNB, just so that people have some idea. And has anybody here listened to the PNB meetings? Because you should do it once in a while because it's a very unique experience. You sort of wonder. You'd be mystified to find out exactly what they're trying to do. And I'll give you an example that there have been 5 meetings in the last 2 months. And in February 16th meeting, we covered 2 points of order in 3 hours. In March 2nd, we covered another 2 points of order in 3 hours. And then on March 16th, we passed a motion to limit the debate on a point of order to 2 on each side. So in 3 meetings, we accomplished basically that. But on the other hand, in the bigger world outside the PNB, Pacifica faces, many problems like paying for the audit or taking care of the legal problems on Empire State Building. So luckily, in February 10th, we managed to actually have a sort of a sensible meeting where we passed a motion to have a fundraiser for audit, which was pretty successful. We also got Bill Crozier to be the IED, and he's been, working pretty hard to get the other matters of the Pacifica Board, like the legal issues, the finances, taken care of outside, regardless of what the PNB does not do. So what we're going to try to do, going as me as one of the secretaries, is to make sure that we have more of the February 10th kind of a meeting instead of all the other 4 meetings we had. And I think that, we'll slowly try to move it along so that we'll get what needs to be done. There are several critical things that need to be done, so that's what we'll be doing over the next few weeks. Anyway, so that's my PNB report.
Okay. So, Janet. Carol has sent me a note saying that Sasha can report on the audit committee and Tom, and she can report on the programming committee. I don't know if we want to keep a general discussion and then go into the committee reports, or if we want to mix it up. Those of you who are part of those committees, do you have a sense of what you would like to do? Do you think it confuses things to have it all as one thing or not?
I personally think that it's good to hear about what all is going on in the national level.
Okay, so why don't you report on the audit committee now that you have the mic, and then we'll give it to Tom and Carol to do the programming committee, and then we'll open up the discussion.
Sure. The audit committee is an interesting committee. We function without a whole lot of information from whoever the interim executive director might be. We're not told anything, and we sort of function in a vacuum. And we passed a resolution at the last meeting, which was, you know, almost 2 weeks ago now, asking the new IED, as we had asked the former IED, for information in terms of where things are at. I know that $32,000 was owed to the audit firm for 2014. I do not know what kind of a retainer we need to have for 2015, because we have not been able to find that out in the year's time. And I know that money has been raised for audits. We do not know whether all of the units, and there are seven of them, there are the radio stations plus the archives plus Pacifica. We don't know whether the paperwork is ready from all of those units for 2015. We do know that I believe the 2015 audit is due at the end of this month, and the 2016 audit, I believe, is due at the end of June, according to the Attorney General's office, who is kind of upset with us. Does everybody know about the Attorney General's letter? I think everybody does, yeah. So I don't think that the state of California is going to hold us to that. I don't think anyone does. But it really would be nice to know when the 2015 audit can actually start. The 2014 audit was more expensive because many of the units were missing pieces of information that were handed in late, and that caused, you know, extra costs. So that's my report. We have a resolution that we passed asking for information once again, and maybe we'll get it.
Okay. Okay, I would like to just correct my understanding of the Attorney General's letter is that it is April 1st. There are two different things out of the Attorney General's office. There's the one which is the letter that Pacifica received, and that had an April 1st deadline. But then there's a regular audit procedure committee, and we got a letter from them, and that has been an extension to sometime in August, is my understanding. So that's that, just to send that.
I'm on the audit committee. Why would I know that?
Right. Okay. And then Janet, and then Tom, and then Carol, and then we'll have Quincy and Christina. Okay?
Okay. So another thing the audit committee approved at the last meeting was to request that the PNB engage Armanino for the 2015 audit. And I understand there's a problem with that, and a problem with the 2015 auditor, you know, getting an auditor. And we wanted to know what the status of the 2015 audit preparation was, and I was wondering maybe whether Maria could provide us with KPFA's information on that.
How are you on the audit committee?
May I explain? You asked.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is something in Robert's rules that says that the directors who are on committees or stay on the committee until the new, from like a previous PNB until the new PNB, they don't say PNB, replaces them.
Okay.
So the 2017 PNB has not replaced any directors on any, and that's why
although
with
you're
Sabrina.
Not
So I okay. was a 2016 director, so I remain okay. on the committees that I was on until replaced by the
okay.
2017 PNB.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure that that would hold up, given that you're no longer a director.
It
but
doesn't.
Anyway.
That's the way it works.
And Kenny, I understand, and we're not going to have a ruling, and we're not in court. It's just raising the thing. Sabrina is on Zoom. Can you hear us, Sabrina? 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 Hello? Sabrina? Sabrina? Sabrina cannot hear me. So it's not working. It's not going out, but so we'll just have to tell her. So we're just going to go on with the meeting because what we've said is we would try. And could you just put in there that we know she can't hear? All right. So we had Tom and Carol to add to the discussion on the issue of the programming committee. No, what we're doing is, Carol, is we're opening up. We decided we would put everything on the table nationally, and then we would have a discussion. So that's what we're doing. Go ahead.
Okay, there's really not much to say, so I'm just going to turn it over to Carol, and she can do the honors.
Okay, the programming committee is, in a way, like the PNB. It's very dysfunctional. There is a person who's no longer even on the LSB who is self-appointed through Serene Roberts, chair and secretary of the programming committee. And when we try to establish an agenda or when we try to have any kind of a discussion, things are stopped. So in the meantime, I want to say that both Tom and I are very interested in trying to facilitate national news sharing, and I think the work that Mitch does in the elections and the work with KPFK is great, and we want to support national building of that and of cross-country, cross-station news sharing. So that's our goal, and I understood also I want to hear more about the audits because we have the money now. I'd like to see us be able to get a firm organized to do the audits. Thanks.
Carol and myself both have attended two programming committee meetings, and so far, we have not been able to reach quorum. We got a little closer last time. I think we were only one person short, but we're going to try harder for the next time.
Go ahead.
Your discussion of the disruptive programming committee reminded me to say this. So there is a member of the audit committee that's been missing from most committee member meetings except for the first few of last year, but she is unfortunately back again, named Dorothy Reich from KPFA, who is also unbelievably the head of the Santa Monica Democratic Club or whatever committee. And when she's on a meeting, she just screams whenever she wants to say something, just screams and screams and screams, and the audit committee cannot function. And she is unfortunately no longer has a conflict in her schedule, so she's back on the committee.
It sounded to me like the person from New York who is on the committee is similarly on the committee, just like Janet is, because they haven't been replaced.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Quincy, did you have something to add to the PNB? Okay. All right. Then Christine is next. Christina is next. Give Christina a mic. Give Christina that mic.
And then we'll better be this question.
Yes. Yes, I just wanted, for clarity, I wanted to understand. So is the 2014 audit completely paid for at this point? And I wanted to know the status of the other audits in general, if we have any idea about that. Thank you.
We don't know.
Aki, do you know? Okay. Wait a minute. Sabrina, can you try and talk? Oh, she hung up. Okay. She's, never mind. Okay, she hung up.
Okay.
All right. Now, Quincy's got a question.
I have a question for the audit people. I was wondering, Janet, you brought it up. The auditors, is the rumor true that they're not going to do work with us anymore or not? Because I heard that in terrifying news sometime on Friday. As a rumor flashed through how they do, you know, so I was just wondering if you guys knew anything about it.
I only know it as a rumor as well.
Okay. All right. So, anybody else have anything? I have something. So you'll chair. I want to make a remark.
Okay. Here's the mic.
Thank you. There's Sabrina. Oh no, this is me now.
Yes,
hello.
You
can hear me, but she's no longer. Sabrina, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sabrina?
Yes.
You can hear her?
Hello.
Turn Sabrina.
Yeah,
up.
I can.
Can we turn Sabrina up? Hold on a second.
Hi.
We're working on trying to send. We're trying to turn you
okay.
Up. Okay, good. but we can't hear you. Are you talking, Sabrina? Talk.
You can't. Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
I'm talking.
You're coming through, but not very
I'm talking.
Loud. So we're working on.
Okay.
We got you now.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Are we hearing her? Wait. Talk. Sabrina, talk. She is talking. Is Sabrina? So we can't get her, right? Is she still there? Yes, you're still there, right? Yes, you are. Maybe she can talk to me. You could call me. You could say 1, 2, 3, Sabrina.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Yes, she is. We can't hear you. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, dear. Okay, so we'll go back to, I'm starting to talk. Okay, I just wanted to make a couple of observations. I went, no worries. Okay. I wanted to make a couple of observations. I looked at the Pacifica Foundation 990s. I pulled them up from the IRS websites to see what our money looks like. And I printed out for people copies of the Pacifica 990 for... hold on, I got to put the mic down. I printed out a copy of the Pacifica 990 for 2015 on one side, just the first page. You know, it's 30 pages long or something. But, and on the other side, I printed out for comparison Democracy Now's 990. And I'd like to take a look at it with you. So let me pass it around. And I also looked up, although I wasn't able to go back as far as I wanted to on the website that I was on, but I think they should be available. I wanted to go back and look at Pacifica much further than I was able to. I was able to look at 2012 and 2013, but I couldn't go back before that. But there's been a constant decline in Pacifica. Pacifica is the side that's the orange side, and Democracy Now! Is the yellow side. And I just want to call everybody's attention to... Do you have it? Or do you need it? Okay. Okay. It's one page, two sides. You got it? Yeah. Okay, so the orange side is Pacifica, and I'm just calling people's attention to... I've got to turn this off because I keep caring. Thank you, Sabrina. Okay. I want to call people's attention to line 20 and 22 on both sides because the total assets for Pacifica were $3,681,000, and the net assets were minus $3,245,000. And to compare that to Democracy Now!, which has a much less broad, whatever, you know, diverse, you know, it's a smaller setup, but they had $20 million in assets. They had liabilities of $483,000 and net assets of $19 million. And at this point, when Amy Goodman says Democracy Now!, she says brought to you by Pacifica. And in fact, Pacifica and Amy Goodman in some ways and our affiliate stations, our 220 affiliate stations across the United States, rely on Pacifica to broadcast Amy Goodman. Now, it's possible that she could be broadcast other ways. That is, that you know, she could, that you could download her and put her on and so on. But the affiliates network that Pacifica has, in addition to the five stations, is a resource and something that is needed as fascism and a military budget is the cutting of the social programs and the arts programs and the food programs and the is happening. It is not acceptable that we allow this to fail. And there is no way, given what the reports we're hearing, that this is not going to fail if there isn't something done about the structure of Pacifica. And I think that this looming situation with the Attorney General's office is the likelihood of going into a receivership and a dissolution is real. Yeah. And it's not, and we're, I think, most of us out of habit, and because Pacifica has been at risk for decades in some sense, don't get that this is really the cliff or potentially the cliff. There may be a little bit of time here because the successes of the audit, national audit fundraising and the our fundraising and so on. It may not be April 1st. It may be, but this is, if there is a judgment by the courts in New York that demands an immediate payout of $2 million in cash, there will be something that takes some asset to produce $2 million in cash, period. And so I think it's because we know that the Attorney General has been part of looking into what's going on here. The Attorney General Charitable Trust Division has somebody who's assigned to us who's written the letter to the PNB that we've all seen. I think it is important that the KPFA is the most viable station at this moment in time and close to the California Attorney General's office in San Francisco, have some information from that Attorney General's office if they're willing to give it to us. They may not be because we are not Pacifica. We're, you know, a piece of Pacifica. But I would like to suggest that we send two representatives to the Attorney General's office, or try to see if we can get a sense of what's going on and the potential of us, you know, what's so that we can bring a report to the next meeting. And
to that purpose, I would like to make a motion that we authorize two people, one from each of our factions, to see the California Attorney General point person who is monitoring Pacifica to get information on what is happening.
Okay. So we have a motion in place. You got the motion? Okay, so there's a motion in place. On discussion of that motion. And now I'll just go back into the chair, but I will also, yes, Sasha.
Well, I think it's a good idea to have a meeting, but I would like to point out that there are some people who have announced that they are part of no faction, one of whom is on the PNB, Bill Campisi, who is on the PNB. He's not of any faction, and I think he's someone who should be included in this. I'd like to make a change that it be one person from each faction, and instead, I mean, I'd like to suggest that, and Janet's not on a faction, so I'd like to suggest that, I mean, that we figure out how many people would be reasonable to send and who would be good representatives of what's going on. I mean, I think a sense of history is important. I'd like to have somebody who is an attorney, frankly, involved in this. So I don't agree with the terms of this resolution.
Okay. Anthony, Brian, Anthony, Brian, Tom, Christina. Okay, Anthony.
Yeah, point of information, please. Would this meeting of KPFA LSB representatives, would that be separate from what hopefully will be a PNB meetings with them?
My understanding is the PNB has already had a meeting with the Attorney General at the Attorney General's request, and it's not clear to me that the Attorney General will agree to talk to anybody from the LSB. But yes, the PNB has representatives, who is Brian Crozier, who is the formal PNB person who is going, and that's who's representing the PNB with the Attorney General at this point. Bill Crozier, right. Brian.
I just have a question. Mr. Campisi's not here, so I don't want to – I don't think he would object, but he's not here. I don't want to speak for him. But also I would agree some people with some juris doctorates would be good representatives for something like this.
Tom? We need a microphone.
Yes. I would propose that such a meeting be coordinated with Bill Crozier, and also whatever group meets with the AG, that they produce a detailed report that would be available to all of the Pacifica stations.
Okay. Christina.
Yes. My understanding is Bill Crozier is, I don't know how many people follow the many, many emails that fly back and forth, but my understanding is Bill Campisi, rather, is taking a break currently, that he was on the verge of quitting, and I guess he's, rather than just quitting everything, he's sort of like going, I'm taking a break, but, and I'll think about it. So we could do this a number of ways. We could elect somebody to go. The intention of the factional allusion there was to make sure that there was a balance of different opinions and different perspectives to go to the Attorney General. I think that seeing as Carol is a litigator, an attorney, she would be, as my perspective, she would be a good person to go, but it would be different having somebody who was just from the LSB go to make this overture towards the Attorney General rather than, Bill's actually done a great job, the Campisi, I've got to get this out. But he is, he was on the board. It's really unclear where he is right now, but it would be good to have somebody from us, from our particular entity, approach the Attorney General, and let's see what we can get, because we are hanging we're at the precipice now, and April Fool's Day is coming close, so...
Sharon, Janet, Tom.
I just want to say that I think the idea is that we're going to have an official vote by this KPFA LSB to authorize two or three people or whatever the number is to go to the AG. And based on that, the idea is that we, as our official body that we are asking for a meeting with the AG. Because I think Carol Travis is right that, you know, if just random people from the LSB go to the AG, there's a lot less chance that they're going to speak to us. And so since given everything that you've just said about, you know, we can't get information and it's impossible to find out things, I think it would be very, very helpful to us to know and to have people from our body authorized to go to the AG, and if the AG will meet with us, to speak with us. So I just want to speak in favor of the motion.
All right. I had Janet, but she's spoken on this, I think. So, you haven't? Okay, go ahead then.
Yeah, I have a question, and then I wanted to make a comment. But so going to the AG in order to do what? What would be the goal? Is, you know, can somebody answer that, and then could I then...
The goal is to get information.
Okay. So,
and to perhaps say something about our functioning and just, you know, that's it. But I don't think we're arguing for anything beyond really getting information sharing.
Okay. Well, I do not think that this body, which is a standing committee of the PNB, I think it's beyond the purview of this body to do that, and I just wanted to say that when it comes to the vote, I will vote present.
Let's see. Tom, Christina, and then Sasha.
My understanding is that... Janet attended the first meeting with the AG, and I'd like to request a written report of what happened at that meeting from Janet.
Okay. We'll put that aside because that's kind of to the side, but we can have that as something that stands out after we get through this stuff. So I've got that down as something to raise.
Okay, do we need to vote on that? Or?
Right, well, we've got other stuff. We've got something else on the floor right now.
Okay, no,
right.
Understood.
Right, yeah, got it. Okay. Who was next? I've got notes all over. Sasha. Carol, were you on this list? Okay, Sasha, Carol, Christina. Let me start.
So I just want to make it very clear that I think I'm not at all against KPFA sending representatives to talk to the AG. I personally think that Pacifica is slated for demise because the Pacifica National Board doesn't function at all. The organization is not functioning. It's in debt. The BAI debt problem has been going on for 10 years that we know of. The PNB has yet to discuss anything about it or how they're going to save the network financially. And I don't see it happening. And I don't really care what the bylaws say and whether, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is I can't respect the bylaws and that we're a committee of the PNB at this point in time because the PNB committees don't function other than us. And, you know, I mean, I shouldn't speak for other station LSBs, but, you know, the official, in any event, I'm all in favor of us going and educating ourselves and getting information as we can from people who have attended prior meetings with the AG. I don't know whether I want it in a written report so much as a verbal report. I'm sort of concerned about leaving trails here that could get us into trouble. Well, I think we need to find out whether or not the state of California would consider us, the KPFA, as a vehicle for capturing all of Pacifica if they deem that Pacifica cannot function properly and that we have a track record of doing so and so forth and so on. I mean, I agree that Pacifica should be saved. There are, I mean, now with the Corporation of Public Broadcasting funding, as we knew would be challenged, I'm not concerned about stations such as KQED finding the money. What I'm concerned about is the stations in all the little towns. That includes our affiliates that are tiny stations, but even NPR stations in small towns are going to have trouble finding funding, and we're going to be needed.
Okay. Aki, and then Carol, and then Christine.
So I think the idea is good because I think the three people on this LSB, you know, Bill Campisi, Sharon, and both you, Cal, pretty knowledgeable, and you all have lawyers. And I think that it's a good idea to have either two or three of you interface with AG. But I think that Bill Crozier is also should be involved. So it shouldn't be a KPFA-specific thing. I think he is IED, and he's doing a pretty organizing job of trying to coordinate everything. So I don't think it should be a problem, Bill Crozier. So I just like to put it so that you'll be, you know, the lawyers from this group working with Bill, meeting with AG might be more effective.
Carol.
There's the mic.
Okay, I am. I'm wanting to amend this in some way. I do think that it's appropriate for us to send representatives because KPFA LSB represents over 30% of the Pacifica membership. So that is a way for us to have a voice. At the same time, I want to be cautious about what is the message presented there. You know, I really appreciated, Carol, what you said about the affiliates, the 220 affiliates and the importance of that. I have not given up. I think we're in a time of transition, and I am wanting to trust that as soon as you know, the PNB can get organized. Okay, that they may be able to have a new phone system, and they may be able to have more organized meetings, and then they can get people elected. So we have quorums on the, and we have up to date people on the committee. So I haven't given up on that possibility, and I think we're in this kind of very painful place. So my proposal would be that we figure out who are the best people, maybe separate that out and have some kind of election or something for the people. I would very much support Carol going, and I appreciate you advocating for all of Pacifica affiliates.
Richard hasn't spoken yet on this, and then Christina. So give it to Richard, and then Christina, and then Sharon. Sabrina is texting. Okay. So after Richard, Sabrina, and then
My concern is that this is almost a shot across the bow at Pacifica, unless, as Aki suggests, that we bring in Bill Crozier at some level. That's not me. And that's my concern, is there's so much negative vibe toward KPFA that if we go on our own to the Attorney General, that opens a can of worms, unless on some level the IED is involved. If the IED is involved, then that changes it, because it becomes more Pacifica thing. And I think we need to be really careful. Do we want to go to war with Pacifica or not? And so the only way I could see a point way out of this is if Crozier is involved. Because I think otherwise we're really sending a very strong negative message to Pacifica. We're saying we're done.
Sabrina, a.k.a. Sharon.
Okay. Wait a second. First, let me... I got, like, all these things going on. I want to just read what Sabrina has been saying to me, texting, so I'm just going to read her text, okay? That's the best way to do it. She thinks that an LSB should go with a PMB rep or the ED, and that the LSB should not go out, should not go without a PNB rep or the AG. And then she says that this could ruin everything. This is what she wrote. And then she wrote, Crozier must be included. And then she's, yeah, so I just wanted to say that she wants to be put on speakerphone, but that's like too complicated for me, honestly. I can't deal with that. Yeah, that's beyond my technical capabilities. So I also want to be on staff.
So next I have, did Carol, did you speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. The, no. Well, I don't see any, I thought meeting Bill Crozier seems like a very reasonable person, and I really liked him a lot. I don't think the intent was to create any kind of a rift or a conflict with Pacifica. We can't get information from... that's critical to our functioning for our local station board from the Pacifica National Board, and that's untenable and it's unreasonable. I don't see any problem with maybe contacting Bill Crozier and letting him, hey, Bill Campisi is taking a time out here, and he's been the one of the main people who have been going to the AG. My misunderstanding, sorry. I think it might be good to include him and just say, look, we want to do this. I think it would be good for two of our people who are actual litigators, which would be Sharon and Carol, to go to the AG, and they could take Aki or somebody who's a PMB, one of our people, with them. I'm just throwing this up in the air, and I'm spontaneously responding. But, I mean, I too have no desire to create any further rift with Pacifica as far as Bill Crozier right now. But we need to get information.
All right. Sharon, and then I think that there's several different points here, and I'd like to separate them out, even though they're kind of contained both in the motion as it was made, but they've come out as a result of the discussion. And so I think there is, one is, should the LSB... have some outreach to the Attorney General's office. Two, is that to be something that must be talked about at minimum with Crozier so that there's no secretiveness about it, and that the intent is clear that it's not to advocate for a splitting off of KPFA, but just something that has to do with the LSB having some understanding of what's going on. I, by the way, think this may be moot. I think the AG's office may refuse to see us. But in any case, so that's a second question. A third question is who and how many. So I'd like to separate them out. And I'd like to settle the second question before we do the first question, which is, if we go, does everybody agree that this must be discussed with Bill Crozier so that nothing is done in a way that is seen as divisive? So what I'd like to do is... see if everybody agrees that that's the case, rather than having a long discussion, because I think it may be that that's the case. So does everybody agree that if we decide we would like to pursue this, that we should be in touch with Bill Crozier? Would you raise your hand if you agree? And raise your hand if you disagree. Or if you... you're abstaining. Sasha wants to make a...
I think
a present. I know that that's something that's the long thing. Sasha is anxious to say something. Give Sasha the mic. Well, go ahead.
So, a couple of things. It's my understanding that various groups and people have at various times gone to the AG's office and talked to them in the past. So there's that in the mix. I want to throw into the mix that my sense of things from dialogue that goes on from people who are in the PNB, not necessarily at meetings where they don't function, but in terms of emails, that if they have to cough up money, where they want to take that from is KPFA. And so I agree that we don't want to go to war with the PNB or alarm people that we're doing anything, but I guess I wish this all was happening in executive session. I just have a feeling that we need to put our heads together and maybe talk to people like Margie, for instance, who was very involved for many years, that we need to talk to people who've been around for a while and might have some information on various subjects before we jump in and have a vote and decide whether to include Bill Crozier or not and how we're going to go about this. I mean, I just think we need to be better educated on what exactly the contact has been and get people's feedback on things before we just leap into this. Clearly the PNB is not going to be happy with KPFA going and talking to the AG's office. I mean, come on. So will they, if they actually have a functioning media meeting where they get beyond, you know, approving the agenda, will they then vote to take our assets because they're concerned about our behavior? I mean, this is the kind of thing I'm thinking of. It's not that I'm against Bill Crozier being involved at all in the ideal world. Absolutely. I'm just saying that I think we have to step back and really think about this before we leap in and do something. That's my opinion.
Okay. What we did? What? You are on stack. I mean, I intervened and broke up the conversation into whether or not we would include Pacifica if we decided to go, and I took them in that kind of order, and the board voted in a straw vote to agree to that, and then Sasha spoke and so on the subject against it. But you are on the stack, and you are next, and then Aki.
I'd like to get on the stack.
Sorry, yes. I actually was thinking that a couple things. One, I think we need a break, and I think maybe we should go into executive session, and maybe we should talk about some of these things in a greater detail, and then maybe after the executive session, maybe we will be more informed and able to come out of executive session and vote on this proposal. I'm just offering that as a possible way to go forward right now.
All right. So, Aki, do you want to talk now? Let's take the break. Okay. So it is now 1:44. How about if we come back at 2:05 and we're in executive session? Okay. Thank you.
There may be food across the street at the Uli Market.
We said we were going to come back in executive session.
Yeah, if you.
Okay. Hello, we're going into executive session. It's 2:12, and we'll be back after executive session to say a few things and sing a song. Okay. Are we on? Go like this. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Yes, I will. We are now back on out of executive session. And we are going to have a discussion about whether or not the KPFA LSB wants to send representatives to the Attorney General's office to find out what's going on in terms of the exploration and the of Pacifica and the fragility of the situation or the urgency of the situation. And we have come up with three questions. I know two of them. I might remember the third later. But the first was whether or not we want to have we want to check in with Bill Crozier as part of our plan to move forward. And I think we should have a little bit of a discussion on that. There are several of you who have taken positions on that, and I think it would be good to have in the record your concerns and your attitudes toward it. So, Richard, do you want to say something about that? Pass him a microphone.
Well, my thought was that in order to not appear as if we're lighting a fire and saying,
in order for it, how are we doing there? Okay, in order for it not to appear, which we don't want it to appear, as lighting a fire and saying, you know, we want to be independent, we're walking away, we just want information, that we should involve Pacifica, specifically the IED of Pacifica, in this, and it would be great if he even accompanied whoever went. And that's, and that would do it. And I think that the all of Pacifica, the foundation and everyone listening, needs more information. I think we're all in the same boat, whether we're staff, whether we're listeners, whether we're subscribers. And the only way we can know it is if we get the information. And so this is kind of our way of saying, let's find this stuff out and make it public.
Okay. What I'm going to do is call on everybody who I think had opinions on this. So my list is going to be then Tom, Sasha, Aki, Brian, Sharon, Christina. Is that good? Anthony. Okay, I'll put you in there up there after Brian. Okay. Tom.
My understanding is that Bill Crozier has been in communication with the AG's office, and his forthcoming report will include probably some of the questions that this LSB has, and his report also will have have information on his visit to WBAI and WPAI and
WPFW
in DC. And I would suggest that we wait for that report to come out before we carry out anything that any vote that we may want to meet with the AG.
So let me, for clarification, are you saying that we should wait until April 20th to take a vote on this?
No. I'm saying we should wait until Bill Crozier's next report comes out.
Well, but our next meeting is April something or other.
Okay.
So we can't have a vote. Either we vote today or we vote in April. Just, okay.
Okay, well then I would propose we delay the vote then until after we see Bill's report.
Okay.
Well, I think it's his report we're going to see within a few days, is my understanding, way before April.
We won't have a meeting, though.
Right. No, I mean, but we will have the information in his report before we meet again.
Okay. Sasha.
I'm not sure how I'm going to see Bill Crozier's report since he doesn't send it to me.
We will get it.
It's online.
But I think time is of the essence here, and that we can't wait. I don't think we can wait another month, and I fail to see how what Bill Crozier's meetings and at other stations has to do with what the AG thinks of how the AG is going to handle the future of Pacifica. So I don't want to wait. I think time is of the essence. I have some concern about including Bill Crozier, because what do we do if he says, I don't want you to meet with the AG? You are forbidden to. I'm the IED. And that is my concern with that question. I believe that we are seeking information because we are concerned about the
the future of KPFA and Pacifica both, but we are going as representatives of KPFA to do that.
Aki.
Well, I don't disagree with Sasha. I think that time is of the essence. I do think, though, that I think AG, considering the fact that all these people keep popping up at the office, they're going to keep sort of going, what kind of a schizophrenic organization is this where everybody keeps popping in my office, not organized? And I think, considering the fact that everybody is on the same page, not everybody, of course, the people who doesn't want anything to happen, but I think that people who are in this room and Bill Crozier all share the same goal, I think. And I think that there are enough concerned people in this group who are knowledgeable would be a very effective group to go to the AG office to assess what's going on. But I do still think that you should discuss it with Bill Crozier. I don't think he's going to say, don't go. I just don't think that's the way it's going to work. They just simply will advise you on, you know, if you're going to go, then these are the things that you should be, I mean, you can strategize that fairly effectively with them, just talk to them. So anyway, that's all I had to say about it. Not either or.
One personal person.
Yeah.
Well,
my understanding, by the way, point of personal privilege is overused generally, and it's only used, now let me get this correct, if your position is threatened.
Your position on the board
is threatened. That is what Robert's rule says about point of personal privilege, and it's totally overused and misused.
Well,
in
no, I'm sorry. Somebody was speaking for everyone, you know, I think everyone in this room, blah, 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 and I'm not in that, you know.
We understand that
members should not speak on behalf of somebody else. And so
fine. That's okay.
This is Janet.
Okay. Okay. Where was I on my list? Hold on a second. Okay. Brian. Brian?
Yeah. I just have a question, I guess, for Chair Travis. Do you think Mr. Crozier should be amiable to what you suggest or not? I think I just kind of want to get an indication of what you think. Not that you have a crystal ball, but what do you think?
I actually think he'll say... do what you know, if you're LSB voted for it, go ahead and do it. And I think that it would be incumbent upon any of us who were going to say to him, but we want to make clear to you that this is not something that is designed to be a move that KPFA is doing to save just KPFA and to be provocative. And I still think he would say, go ahead and let me know what you find out if you get in the door. That's my read on him. I could be wrong. I've been wrong about a lot of stuff in my life.
Okay.
Carol. There's a microphone.
Yeah, I'm just really confused because we've got these different variables and we're trying to sort out how they can go together and see if there's any common ground where we can come to. Mm-hmm. So I guess in the spirit of trying to find some common ground, I would like to, can I do a temperature check of just see a tentative thing or if you would be willing to take a temperature check?
I intend to do that at the end of a round of here and that not a temperature check, a vote, because we've taken a temperature check.
Okay.
So I'd like you to speak on how you feel on the matters.
Okay, Aki, I just wonder if you would be willing to go if you were selected by this group.
I
I'm not quite sure how I would add. I mean, but I'm more than willing to go.
Okay. Anthony. I've got you there, and I've got Christina. And I didn't know if Marcelo... Did you want to be on the list? Huh? Marella. Did you want to be on the list? No. Okay. Go ahead, Anthony. Sorry.
Yeah, I've heard many people say this is strictly information gathering, and I trust that's sincerely meant. And my wild guess is constant with other people's wild guesses that Bill Crozier probably would not have a problem with this. If he does, though, we really ought not to do that. Because, you know, as I said during the break, it will send the wrong impression, intentionally or not, to other stations that, are they out to cut some deal of their own, even if, you know, you sincerely do only want to attend for informational purposes. And we don't know that these various people who've allegedly met with the AG really did so. Even if they did, they would have been people without standing to represent the organization, whereas if ALSB sends representatives, it's kind of a gray area. The ED and the PNB unquestionably represent the foundation. A local station board attending or sending representatives on its own, well, it's not the foundation per se, but it's not a third party either. It's sort of this, as I say, gray area. And so if Bill is concerned about matters like that, so what I'm saying is the first step has got to be contacting Bill and saying, are you okay with this? If he's dubious, then it shouldn't happen, or we need to reopen the discussion and then listen to what his reasons were.
Sharon.
I'm not really sure what to do about Pacifica as a whole. As I said just before, you know, we had that great fund drive for the audit to pay the nationwide fund drive to pay off the audit, and yet the audit still has not been paid off. You know, we raised money, and the money has not been used to pay the auditor, despite that fact that that's what we told the listeners, that's what the money was going to be used for, because of the black hole that is the national level of this organization. So I'm just not sure what to do about Pacifica. I'm not sure what the way forward is for Pacifica or KPFA. Okay, so I don't know. So given all the unknowns to me, okay, having some people from that KPFA LSB go to the AG seems reasonable, because at least it's something to do. We, this LSB, gave plans to the PNB that were ignored. You know, we've tried to move the discussion forward. It's always been ignored and rejected, basically, and we've been attacked at many different levels. So for that reason, I'm not sure why we're going. You know, if we were to go to the AG, what we would really accomplish except to get information. But it seems like something to do in the face of a, you know, huge lawsuit by the Empire State Building that could bring down the organization this year. Just that alone. I wanted to just say, because I've been meaning to say this for a while, that when I was texting Sabrina, she also said she would be willing to go. And she's an independent, so maybe it's worth having her as an independent go. Nothing. I mean, I just want to put that out there because I told her I would say that. And then the last thing I wanted to say is I also think Bill Crozier will say that it's okay, but I'm not sure what I would think if he said no. I just don't know what my opinion would be on that. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Christina.
Yeah, similar to what Carol said, I do believe that after meeting Bill Crozier, he seems like a very reasonable person. And if we articulate the fact that the intention of going to the Attorney General is just to seek information, not to put out some platform or position or anything like that, but to get questions answered, which I think most people at this table want more information. That's actually our charge as representatives on the local station board for our the people who voted for us, is to try to do everything we can to be appraised of the status of our financial status of Pacifica, our financial status of KPFA, and what's going on. And I think that having just a couple of people go, which would be like I personally think a couple of attorneys, Sharon and Carol, because the only intent is not to put all different positions out, but to seek information and ask specific questions. I think that it's incumbent upon us to ask questions at this point, with us teetering on the brink of possible bankruptcy of the entire organization. So that would be what I have to say. I think we should send a couple of people, and I think Crozier will not have an objection to that if we pose it to him in those terms. That, and if he does...
Well, we're going to have to vote on this, okay?
I don't know. It's... we'd have to weigh that against what it's incumbent upon us to serve the people that elected us. And I guess we could have more discussion with him and ask him why. I mean, I don't know why he would, because we're not going, as I said, to say we want to break off or do anything, you know, objectionable or confrontational. What we want is information that we are not getting. That's what we want.
Okay, I'm going to say something, and then we'll start parsing out the votes. The people who have gone to see the AG successfully, aside from the people that the AG asked to speak to, the officers of the organization, have much less standing than the LSB. You may call it a gray area, but it's an area that is attendant to and part of Pacifica and is something official. The people who went to see are not official at all. Except for the people who went through the PNB and had been called from the AG. Did you have something?
I have a point of information.
Yeah.
So you said people who went to see, did they actually meet these people?
My understanding is yes. I know one group, and I don't know who were in them, and I don't know the substance of the conversation, and I don't know the outcome of the conversation, but I know that one group met with people from the AG's office and had a meeting. Yes, I know that.
Can you identify that group?
No. It was a subgroup of the crisis group. And they are people who said that they didn't want to be identified, so I'm not identifying them. And they didn't tell me what they were going to say nor report to me what happened. So I don't know anything more than that. They did go and they did talk. So I'm telling you everything I know. So to me... us sending somebody is more has more standing than that. I lean toward, Crozier knows that. Crozier knows that people went to see it who are not official. So I, on that basis, I don't think, and he didn't, make a big scene about that. So I can't imagine that he would have a feeling about us as, especially since we would be clear that we're not going as part of a move to break off. Anyway, but just to get the information and informational gathering. Anyway, does anybody else want to talk? Okay, so let's break out these questions. The first question is, and it's pretty clear to me that everybody is in favor of this. Is everybody except Janet, who's not going to take a position on anything, and we don't have to have that repeatedly discussed. So we know Janet is present in this, but not... No, we're not taking... Well, Richard can speak for himself. Janet, we know what she's going to do on any of these things. So the first question is, except for Janet, does everybody...
I'd like to be on record, though.
You're on record. You're on record as present through all these things. You said you're going to be present and that's right. All you want to say on them.
On the minutes, so I'll be listed as present for each.
Or abstain or something, or you can fight about that. Yeah, I know. Okay. So the first issue is, we're going to get in touch with Crozier. All the people who are in favor of getting in touch with Crozier, raise your hand. So is there anybody who's against getting in touch with Crozier? One. Okay. So one present. How many do we have here?
Could I speak?
There's a motion on the floor that was on the floor before we went into. I guess I'm doing this all wrong. What? Well, we're going to get in touch with. That's the first question. Is we're going to get in touch with him, okay? And we've got one no, one present, and everybody else. Okay, so you're abstain. One abstention, one present, one no, and other people are yes. What? Nine yes. And one abstain and one present. No. Present. She wants present.
Robert's rules. Present. It's equal to abstain. They're the same.
It's the same. Okay, we're not going to fight about this. Okay.
I don't know the meaning.
Okay, all right.
Nine yes, one no, one abstain, one present.
Yes. Okay, second. Okay, order. I'm getting impatient. I didn't go out for lunch. I ate too early, although I did get some good banana bread. Okay, second question is, if Bill Crozier is adamantly against us doing anything, who is for us going forward? Huh?
Raise your hand if you're
for going forward anyway. Two. Three. I'll be, make it three. Three. If Bill Crozier is adamantly opposed, who is for going forward anyway? Three yeses. How many no's? Four no's. How many abstentions?
Just call it present because it's the same. I don't mind.
Presents. How many presents? Four, five presents. Okay, so we have a sense of the body.
That the body split.
Right, so that gives us a sense of the body, and that should direct the team that has a conversation with Bill Crozier. You know, to get a read on that and to be responsible to the sense of the body. Yes.
I have a question for Tom. Do you have any idea when...
You have to speak into a microphone.
Oh, sorry.
You keep that microphone, Tom.
Okay. You said that Bill Crozier is going to be speaking or sending out a letter on this. Do you have any time frame for that?
I would think within the next week.
Okay, then I would add something, which is that if the questions are answered in the next week, I mean, how do we deal with the fact if he comes across with the answers that we need?
Well, I think then the questions are answered.
Okay. So that's the end of it. Do
people agree with that? If Bill Crozier's report, and I think that if Bill Crozier is writing a report, he'll know whether or not he's going to have the answers to our questions. So if he, you know, we can talk to him about what the questions were, which were the questions that when Marella asked and I listed are the questions that we have. If those are answered, then they're answered. Does anybody disagree with that? Sharon?
Well,
no. Okay.
I would ask that we get to Bill Crozier a list of those questions.
I'll have a conversation with Bill.
Okay.
We'll have any, well, you know.
In writing, for sure.
Well, if I get, yeah, I'm having trouble seeing lately, but okay. All right. All right. No, no need to meet with the AG.
No need to meet with the AG.
If all the questions for the Attorney General can be answered by Bill Crozier, then there's no reason to go forward. Okay. Then we're not going.
Was that
going.
Unanimous?
Yeah, pretty
with,
much. Except with Janet being present. Okay. The third point is who's going.
Well, I would suggest, just getting caught on everything. I think it's better to keep it small. I would suggest Sharon and Carol Travis, just to keep it short and sweet and have the questions concise. I think the smaller, the better in this instance.
Okay, we can now talk about that. And Anthony wants to talk.
And Bill Kim. And Bill Campisi, if he wants to attend and take part.
And Bill Campisi, if he's willing. Okay, so Carol, Sasha.
Okay, did you call Lemmy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would like to propose, because of what Sabrina said and because of her offer, I would like to propose as an alternative that Sabrina or Akiko, one or the other.
All right. So let's talk about me and Sharon, could we get an agreement that me and Sharon are going, and then we'll have a discussion about a third person and who it is?
My proposal was or. So instead
no,
it would
I know. I know.
You and Sabrina or Aki.
Oh,
or
you were excluding you. Sharon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that's a different thing. Aki. Oh, Sasha next. Sasha next.
I'd like to suggest we put all four names up and we have a vote.
Okay.
I don't know what else to suggest here. So I make a resolution.
Motion
that we vote on Carol, Sharon, Aki, Sabrina, who should be going.
And Bill.
Oh, and Bill. Oh, that's a question. We're voting for two.
Okay,
three.
Are we voting for
first.
Two? How many are for two? Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are for two. How many for three? Three. No. We're voting on the numbers of people right now. So we just voted for two. Okay, so now we're going to have
a question.
Yeah?
Are we all in agreement that Carol should be one of the people that goes? Then we don't. Carol is the chair of the board. I would like to make a motion that she be one of the two people who go.
Second. Okay, Anthony, you may speak against me.
What I had hoped to say was that this driver of this decision shouldn't be how many attend. It should be who do we want to attend. And if people strongly support three people and it turns out to be three, then let it be three or even four. Otherwise, if only two have broad support, then let the number fall out of the decision on as to who attends.
Well, how many votes do you get? I mean, you can't do it that way. Otherwise, I mean, if you get three votes, then possibly than any and then you possibly get three people. But if you've just voted for two people, then you should only get two votes. Right?
But what about the idea, which is, say, two people, and then if Bill Campisi wants to join them, he can, which is how I'm looking at it.
Let's do that as an amendment.
Okay. We're on me. I'll close my eyes, count them. How many are in favor of me going? Okay. And Janet's present, and there's a no vote here, right? Present. Two presents. I won't hold it against you. Except I'll throw this kumquat at you.
and ten yes.
Yeah. All right. So then we have, let's go for a second slot. Let's go for Sharon first. Well, no, there's a split on a second slot. Okay. Let's do a ballot for one and then see if we're going to do a ballot for another.
Vote for one.
Right. And the people that are left are Sharon, Bill Campisi, Aki, and Sabrina. So Sharon, Bill, and Sabrina, vote for one. And just do it on a scrap of paper. What? Don't
influence your vote for him.
Well, that's why I was thinking.
We're just going to, I mean, I don't think we should be talking about somebody that is in abeyance. I mean,
right. Well, that's why I was saying, if he wants to go.
Well, no, do that as a, no. Let's do it as a separate amendment.
Okay, whatever.
Let's do it as a separate.
Okay, here's mine.
How many people are here?
12.
So there'll be 11 ballots because Janet isn't voting.
Unless you want to write present.
Yeah. She's going to write present.
Is she going to write present or is she voting?
Yes. She did not.
No, she's going to. She's going to vote
right now.
Why doesn't she just write absent?
Because the Robert's rules actually says present not voting, but then it also says abstain and abstain. So some people like to make a big
Well, never mind. Like one of those questions.
I missed your
Sabrina gets three votes, and Bill got a number two.
People have stopped speaking into the microphone.
I think that.
Oh yeah, you.
Mike. Sharon got what did I say?
Nine.
Sabrina three. One present, and Campisi got a number two slot. Which doesn't count.
Number two slot.
I would have done that.
I don't think I said that in the microphone out loud, though. Sharon, nine. Sabrina, three. Present, one present.
That's three
and.
Nine and three and
one. Okay, so it must be eight. Hold on.
I subtracted, so it was probably my math. I used to be brilliant. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, and 3 and 1. Is that right? Is that?
Seven for Sharon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many of us are here?
There's 11.
No, there are 11.
Oh, wait. What? No, sorry.
Seven. I think Yuri left, so we're at 11, right? Okay. So that's right, right? 7 and 3 and 1. Okay, got it.
One was for Bill.
No, one was present. And one was for Bill, but he wasn't number one. He was somebody voted. I think it was Richard Walensky. Okay, let's move on. Okay, all right. That's that question. Is there? What time is it? Is it time to go?
It is. It's time to go.
Did I hear a motion?
No.
Yeah, well, there was a motion to adjourn. We'll see what happens.
In connection...
Wait a minute. There was a motion to adjourn, which I think is a non-debatable motion. What?
There's a second.
It doesn't have a second. Okay. Carol. The next thing is the old business fundraising.
Sorry, I rarely say this, but point of order.
What is it?
I have a motion to offer vis-a-vis that last item of business.
Oh, okay.
Which is what I can't claim credit for it. Someone else spoke it, but I can't remember who. That should Bill Campisi want to attend? That he be invited as well.
Is there a second? There's a second, obviously. Okay. All in favor, please raise your hands. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 9, 4, one present, and two presents, three presents. Any no's? Okay, 9 yeses. Okay, is that right? It couldn't be. Okay, all right.
9 and 2 is 11.
Okay, all right. So,
10.
I don't. Sasha, how did you vote? Okay, all right. So 9 and 2. Okay, so. 9 and 2.
11.
We are 12? Okay, there you go. Thank you.
It's time for me to go home.
It's
almost.
To go home.
old business. Carol. Carol has the floor.
Thank you.
Put me in there. Go ahead, Carol.
Marilla and I had a little chance to talk with Quincy, and we are hoping to have a fundraising event in October, which would be a gala dinner. We're looking, Quincy is interested in possibly using his old contacts with MoCA to have it there, or there's a possibility of the Oakland Museum or other places, but Quincy's idea is to use KPFA's contacts, like Mitch has a contact with Danny Glover and, you know, other people, to set up tables, and then people would pay or could buy tables and then have dinner with these famous people. So if you'd like to be part of working on that in any way, we can certainly use support. I think that trying to get that organized with Quincy and actually getting it done would be great. And Marilla, can people contact you about it?
Well, I can. Yeah, how about, like, it was my understanding that what Quincy was saying, that would be an easy, but I was proposing
people are making things worse that would be going on during the daytime.
Turn the mic on. Now you're going to have to start over.
Yeah, yeah. It was my understanding with Quincy that what he was proposing was in the evening that we have a banquet, and that would be a very high price thing, similar to what Amy Goodman does when she auctions, you know, she has the $2,000 breakfast, yeah, and dinner, so that you could choose them, and that would get the people who have more means, but that during the daytime we would have. So it was that wasn't your understanding, Carol?
Yeah, it is, and I mean, I think the question is, what do people hear? What are people here interested in helping with or participating with? I mean, we can do two events. I think it's great to do as many events as we can, but, you know, again, maybe we need to, I'd like to see maybe a temperature check about if people are more interested in a larger, you know, more community-oriented thing or a big money-making thing.
So it's three votes, one for both, one for either, and one for what?
Yeah, okay. So let's start with who's in favor of both. The questions are a fundraising plans. One is to have a high-priced, big-money banquet, which okay, and the other is to have a community event that's daytime. I don't know if it'd be smaller, but it's totally different. It's different, let me say that if you vote, that we want you to vote, and then you're committing to working on them. So no votes, you know, that's like, oh, yeah, I'll vote for everything. Because I'll vote for everything. But, okay, who is going to work on both? We got three,
yeah,
four, okay.
Tom, Aki, Gorilla.
Okay. Wait. Who is for choosing to do just one? And okay. And so, which one are you for?
I'm for a lower price.
Okay. What? You have to use a microphone.
The summer, what I originally thought of this as the summer replacement for the summer event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's not happening this year.
I have a question. Do you know why it was canceled? I thought it was canceled because it didn't make money. So why are we going to do that?
You got to go back and forth. Use the microphone.
Well,
I'm ready
okay.
To kill
I have no idea why it was canceled. I would just like to say that we have a lot of political groups that are springing up all around the Bay Area with lots and lots of people, and if you have a $2,000 a plate dinner, we are sending a really bad message. I certainly will hate KPFA for doing that. Well, you're talking about like Amy does, it's $2,000. You want to have dinner with Amy, it's $2,000. Well, that's pretty
steep. I have a suggestion that the people who are interested in working on this have a discussion and bring it to the next meeting.
Form a task force.
A task force. And okay. All right. All right. Can I entertain a
motion?
Motion to form a no, we're just forming a task force. It's formed. Janet, what do you want, Janet? Janet wants to talk. Janet wants to talk. Shush. Go ahead, Janet.
I would like some exploration about the MoCA issue, because there was some controversy, I think, with that entity and Mecca's. There was a children's art exhibit, and there were issues. So I just wanted to
And
say
this
that.
Is in regard to, this is a to, new item on the agenda?
No, this has to do with where the location of
oh,
the
I see.
Evening thing or something.
Yeah. I see. Okay. You're talking about the Palestinian Art Festival.
Right. Well, okay. Gaza, it was a...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Janet, you're saying...
Wait a minute. We're not going to do this in this meeting. This is for the task force to deal with, okay? And so that's what's happening. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? All in favor, please raise your hand. Great. Anybody opposed? Janet is present. Okay. No, she voted yes. Okay. Goodbye.